Yeah, so this video, I'm gonna make up my own word. I've never made up my own word with like with you know with dealing with in the, you were dealing with dating or anything. So I thought of my own word, a 9-to-5er, right? Now, first I'm gonna tell you like the existence of a 9-to-5er. Then I'm gonna explain what an actual 9-to-5er is. Because I never write down anything. I just go for it. Because I like people who could just like randomly talk about things personally. I like these types of people better than scripted personalities. But a 9-to-5er is a woman that you never, ever, ever, ever want to have to deal with, because their mentality is so, like, their brains are just so lost and bitter and just for lack of better words, just fucked up, that there is just absolutely no fixing. You can never fix a woman, but especially in this situation, like, these women want someone to come and fix them for themselves, but they're just not worth the effort. Now, a 9-to-5er, which I thought was like a weird thing to say, but it made sense when I was thinking about it. A 9-to-5er is a woman who used to be a 9 and went to a 5. Maybe somebody else may have come up with that. I don't know. Maybe I didn't come up with this. Oh, well. But I'm not, okay, in my mind, what I came up with a 9-to-5 was a woman who used to be a 9 and went down to a 5. Relatively. See, like, these women are always the worst women these are the worst women you will ever encounter in life. Okay. As far as interpersonally speaking, you know, on a mood, you know, interpersonally speaking about pretty much anything, when you have to like truly exist with them, these women are the most filled with the most anger and resentment in life. And because, you see, when a woman used to be a 9, she knows what it's like for people to treat her special. You see, she knows what it's like for people to look at her. This woman knows what it's like to be appreciated just because of what she walked in the room as, and be appreciated more than, you know, most average other women in her, you know, area, realm of women that she's in. And see, this woman also remembers how she would secretly look down on women who didn't get the same treatment. You know, they may have been 7s or 8s or something, or the other women may have been older. You know, for whatever reason, they weren't, you know, 8 or 9 qualities. So, like, this woman, she remembers treating these people like, maybe not completely like shit from a man's standpoint, but from a woman's standpoint, she remembers treating them like shit, you know, amongst, you know, how women treat each other. She remembers all these things. And this is what my ex-wife eventually fell into. She was a 9-to-5er. So when they start sliding down that rank system, which they all do, because a woman's value is in her youth and beauty and her and also with like the naivety that comes along with youth. That's what makes them attractive. You see what I'm saying? So all of them will fall. Okay. None of them will stay 9s forever. None of them. Not the girl who works at the grocery store you think of, not the girl who works at the YMCA, or the girl who, you know, rang you up when you were, I don't know, buying a croissant. like all of them, none of them will hold on to that forever. It's just is a temporary high that they have of being in their prime years. So when they start falling down that ladder, let's say they go from a 9 and, you know, is it say a year later, they may gain, you know, 10 pounds and their skin starting to sag a little bit. They droop down about a 7, you know, and then it just slowly goes down. It slowly goes down. Now, some of them, they may not plummet. Some of them may go from a 9 to like a 6, which is still, you know, a 6 is not bad, but it's not nothing you're going to like, oh, look at that girl. You know, it's not like that. But it's still reputable. But to a woman's head, like, it's hell, because she remembers how she looked at other 6s when she used to be a 9. So for her, it is just complete hell. And see, the thing is, all of them will reach it on a mental standpoint. I say not, maybe not all, but most will, simply because as women age, like they've learned to adapt to higher quality tastes and have higher requirements, while they themselves have declined in value, which is it's just what it is. It sounds like shit, I know, because I think with Spider-Man, the Spider-Man movie had a line with where I think she's playing Mary Jane, the little black girl. They're like flipping shit up with that social justice shit. So I think Mary Jane's black now in Spider-Man. And he says, "I think you're pretty." And she says, "Also, so that makes me valuable." And in reality, yes, that's exactly what it does. It makes you valuable. Throughout history, throughout time, wherever you go on the planet, if there's a pretty woman, okay, if a man walks with a pretty woman, then that man must be valuable because that valuable pretty woman is walking with him. That's exactly what it is. Okay? Sorry to tell you, social justice warriors, that's the fucking truth of it. Just like how social justice warriors, they'll treat, this Louis Vuitton bag better than they'll treat a Kroger bag. It's the same thing. Same shit. You see what I'm saying? It looks nicer, so it's going to get treated nicer. That it's human nature. But back to the 9 to 5 thing, man. Like, because I was actually speaking with a buddy of mine last night. I hope I'm not going to drop any names, because I don't intend on putting names, people's personal lives out there unless it's mine. But he was telling me, man, how his cousin, she was always a beautiful girl, man. And she's in her mid-30s now, and she can't keep a man because she's hit that wall. But the thing is, physically, she still can put on a bathing suit, and guys will still want to go in. No man would tell her no, but I know her mind has degenerated because, like, see, this is what will inevitably happen, even if they hold on to their looks. See, the woman is still growing in her requirements of what she wants out of a man. You see, it never stops growing. Like, as soon as one man, says, "Hey, well, I'll take you out and pay for your dinner and drive you," well, that's the norm now. So now she won't really try to mess with guys who aren't doing at least that as far as like seriously dating. Now you've got to come with at least that and a little bit more. So while this is building up, what they have to offer is going down in most cases, because most of them don't have, decent personalities or anything. Most of them are only wanted because somebody wants to fuck them. That's just the reality of it. So when they slide on down to, 7, 6, 5 territories, like, to them it is just hell, because no man is going to put the effort in that he once put in for her. But like I said, see, her requirements kept going up, but what she had to offer kept going down. But she still has an asking price of $200,000, but she's a 2002 Honda Civic. You see what I'm saying? Like, this, at best, the time just went by. You're not, you see, they don't realize that they realize it, but they don't want to accept it that they're not worth what they once were. And this is why a 9 to 5er is the worst woman. Like, you never want to have to be around this woman in your life ever. If there's any opportunity that to get away from it, you get away from it. Because, see, this woman is severely confused. Because, okay, because now the other side of reality is this. When she was a 9, she looked at, other 7s and 6s and seen the kind of guys that would come across to them, right? To the 7. Always watching this shit. So what happens to this 9 is, see, let's say in best case scenario, she's just aging and losing value, not, getting fat or, having kids or anything like that. She's just aging and losing value. Well, see, now those 7 and 8 guys, they're starting to come talk to her. And see, this is the part that just like makes a woman's brain implode, is because she remembers looking down on this quality man. You see, this man was never to her level. This, 6, 7 out of 10 type of dude, he should have been messing with the worst girl, with the lesser girls than her. Like, go scurry along with them. I'm for royalty. Well, see, now inevitably plummeted down. And now those guys feel comfortable talking to her. So to her, what's going on in a woman's mind at this point is, well, it's nice to have some attention, but you only like ugly girls. But you like me now. So does that mean I'm ugly? And it's like, well, but it's still good to have the validation, but he likes me because I'm ugly now and I'm not what I used to be, because what I used to be, I used to get better. But you know, all of these thoughts, like, whack, just hit him. I'm telling you, like, just, man, if you know a 9-to-5-er, if you have any knowledge of a woman being a 9-to-5-er, and pretty much all women at 35 plus, if they're attractive, they were a 9-to-5-er, most cases. If they're attractive at 35, then that means she used to be a 9 when she was 21, all right? A 9 or a 10, most cases. There's you know, obviously there's anomalies in every single, you know, situation, but for the most part, it's like in the military. If you find a woman who's hot in all her military gear, and you'd be like, I wanna fuck that bitch. That woman is a 10 in regular, you know, in like club clothing and like, you know, tight dress and heels. That woman is a knockout. And it's the same theory. Like if a woman is like, is, you know, attractive at 35, she was a 9 or a 10 when she was 21, 22, you see. But like I said, this woman has to deal with all this. She has to deal with falling down the ladder, the quality of men who's walking up to her versus the quality of men that she wants. Like, for real, I'm sorry, I went on a side rant, but back to the story about the friend of mine who had the cousin who was hot. She's like mid-30s, because I know her. I've spoke to her before. She fell right on in that same trap. She's mid-30s, and she's in that trap. No guy is going to put in the effort that she's used to once getting out of men, because she's just older now. She still looks great, but she's older. And this is what women don't understand too. Unless a man, okay, with the men that they want, there is not much applicable use for a female for that woman in his life. Okay. Because this is why, and the buddy of mine, he told me the whole story. It's the same thing. All the guys that she wants don't want her, and all the men that want her, she doesn't want them. Because and this is how it happened, because they become a 9-to-5-er, but they're holding on to that 9 mentality while they've, for whatever reason, they drop down to a 5. And then, man, it's just sad. It's really sad. And it hurt me when I found out she had been going through this. Like, she cannot keep, like it's not that she's not trying, it's that she can't do it. Because guys either just, you know, fuck her a couple of times and then ghost her, or she just doesn't like them, or the guy she's interested in, they never ever come over to her, or they just don't put the work, they just don't put that same 9 level quality of work in on her. So she's just fucked up and alone. She doesn't look bad. But like, I'm taking her brain under, they just see, when they're 9s, man, like I said before, like quote Blade Runner, their lives burn, like the candle's gonna burn twice as bright, but it's only gonna last half as long. Like, and that's being, that's having a positive outlook on it. It's really like a quarter long type shit. But yeah, man, like 9-to-5, I'm working with a woman right now. I can look at her picture and tell she was a 9-to-5. She was a 9-to-5-er. And see, this is another area you can tell a 9-to-5-er. Like, if you have to work with them, you see, a 9-to-5-er, it's usually going to be, okay, she's going to be a bitch. Okay, that's just the first thing. A 9-to-5-er usually is going to be a bitch. Sometimes they kind of figure it out and then actually learn how to have a personality and be likable after that. But most times they're just going to be a bitch, because it's just, they're dealing with too much of the reality of, you know, where they fall into. But the woman I'm working with now, she was a 9-to-5-er. And I've looked back at other women I've worked with, women teachers I had. See, when I had female teachers, I didn't know this was what it was. So when you don't know, then it's like, it's much more of a mystery. But now looking back, like, I can tell you which ones were 9-to-5ers, and that's why this woman was a bitch. That's why every time you had to go around her, something was fucked up. She picked something apart that didn't even need to be picked apart. Now everybody's mad and because they got to do all this extra work to cover it up or whatever. You know, like 9-to-5er women are by far like the worst. Like, I would rather just have an ugly woman as a teacher or a hot woman as a teacher than a 9-to-5er as a teacher. Because, see, the 9-to-5er, see, she is so mad at the world. She is so bitter at the world and reality to where she will cause problems and potentially destroy lives just to get attention. You see, because she's not getting any attention as a 5 now. Whether she's just aged or she got fat. Look at 9-to-5er, I'm thinking of now. I can tell she's definitely aged. Because when you look at her, you can tell, yeah, she used to be hot and she's not anymore. But yeah, it's the same thing. Like, I had a teacher back in college. I'm thinking of her right now. She was a 9-to-5er, and her, like I said, is they lost all use in the world, right? They've lost any purpose in the actual world. Whether they had kids and the kids just grew up and left and got married while they're sitting over here divorced, or they never had kids, or what have you. This woman has lost her place in the world. Usually what will suffice is either having dogs and cats or raising her grandchildren. That will kind of bring them back to reality. I mean, bring them back to normalcy. But if they don't usually have something to look after or look over, then they just dive deeper into being a bitch when it comes to work. Now, the weird part is, I'm thinking of the teacher that was a bitch, that was a 9-to-5er. I bumped into her at the mall outside of her work. And you know what? She was the nicest woman on the planet. But when she went in that room to teach, like, everybody always had problems with her. It was always a constant problem. And see, from a man's standpoint, it can be frustrating to deal with, especially if you don't know what's going on. But see, now that I know what's going on, looking back, it's to be expected, okay? Because, like, I see women, they will do these, women will cause problems like this solely to get more attention. You see, that's what it's really going. They don't care how much they frustrate you. They don't care that you're going crazy. They don't care that you might lose your house because it's your job and she's doing all this. See, women don't care about that. All they care about is getting, once they become attention deprived, that's why the saying, there's nothing worse than a woman scorned or something like that. It plays into that. Once a woman has become attention deprived, they don't care if they destroy families. They don't care. See, and this is why women don't want women as president. Because all they got to do is get their feelings hurt and then they go, you know, do all this crazy shit. But especially if she gets attention deprived, which that's what a 9-to-5er is. She's going to be attention deprived from the men that she wants. That is a woman. It is not worth it. She will destroy lives and not care. Have not a care in the world when she does it. Because as long as she gets you to go, oh, but I need something from you. As long as she gets that out of you, that's all she cares about. That's the reality of it. So usually, so what makes them more angry is if you just ignore them. You see, this is a weird thing. I'm going on a longer rant than I thought. This is another weird part that, see, like, men, like, we see it differently. See, like, ignoring someone for us is kind of like saying, well, especially like ignoring someone in a workplace. It's like saying, well, you must know what you're doing. Everything's good, so I don't have to talk to you. That's how we take ignoring someone in a workforce type of thing. Now, like I said, because you can work a job 20 years and never hear from corporate or wherever, and so you just assume, oh, well, everything's going good. Fine. You see? See, women never take it. Women crave attention. So when you ignore them, that is the worst thing you can do to her. Either that or, like, yell at her. Those are, like, the two extremes. those are worst actions you can do. See, women, like, because the core of it, they don't really care if you cheat on them. They see what they care about is you're ignoring her for another woman. That's what they care about in the reality of it. They don't care about the actual sex with the other partner. You see, it's the attention. They crave the attention. But I forgot my first thought before that. But yeah, man, it's that like oh yeah. So for them, like when you ignore them, like just ignore them, that hurts them. See, man, like what hurts us is like making logic of an action step by step, you know, hour to hour type shit. You see what I'm saying? We're more on that type of thing. Where see women, it's more like a twilight. Like women get mad more in a Twilight Zone episode situation where like this shit don't come together until like the last 2 minutes. And they'd be like, oh, I hate that motherfucker. Like, see, because when it's like minute to minute, they're not really like they're not gonna feel nothing. When it's like 15 minutes to 15 minutes, women like they're not gonna feel anything. You see, it's got to be like some time. See, this is why I say like, no, I'm on another side rant. This is why I say, I was talking to a dude, he needed help with a girl because he didn't know what he was doing. As a man dealing with a woman, you are much better off being distant and aloof and, you know, not really answering her and then, you know, like kind of like undercutting every compliment you give her. You're better off, you will have much better results out of a woman doing that. Instead of like being constantly available hour to hour, minute to minute. You see, because women, they're in that, like, see, they want to, a woman wants to go off and then, you know, live in it and think in the, live in the thought, you see, and think, men want to be in the thought and do all the action. And that's where we fuck up, you know, when we start out dating women. We got to understand women like to live something and then go off somewhere and then live in her mental thought of that memory. And, you know, be it and love it. But see, when you go off and you keep being available, Mr. Available, texting her every other hour, she can't live in it and it becomes a nuisance. So she just ignores you, you see, in hopes that you just give up. But yeah, that's a long rant. I went off topic a bit. But yeah, that's my video, man.